What has happened? We've been away on school holidays for two weeks. I've been out of the country, just ducked over to Fiji with the kids. And then chaos has ensued. And I've heard that your statue, Fev, now I'm going to say 4 or 5 weeks ago, we finally had your statue erected in Webb Street in Narre Warren, your home where you were born.
Because I've been talking about this statue ever since I started the show.
Yes. Well, it was a running gag where Nick Cody thought for 2 years that you actually had a statue down at Webb Street.
2 years? 4 years?
Did you only just realise?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Four years? You haven't been on the show for 4 years.
Finally, and it was a real treat. We were there in Narre Warren doing Brekkie and the Burbs, Bunjil Place, and then there was the statue. It was positioned in Webb Street. So many people going there. You were a tourist destination, photos. Yeah,
my mum went there. Mum got a photo with it. I'm like, you got the real thing at home, Mum. Like, my dad went there.
It's
friends and family went and got photos with it.
And then a week ago, we were getting messages from people saying, it's gone. Yeah, it's been stolen.
Friday night, got stolen.
So we need to get to the bottom of this now. Our senior producer, James Blake, he's the one who organises stuff. Yep. You may recall.
Seen his chin?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So he organised Car Lotto, where the car didn't, was supposed to do laps. It ran out of petrol after 3 minutes. Yeah. That was a fail. He organised the Big Fox. Well, the Big Fox got stolen. It actually melted
in
the heat. He stuffs up a lot of things on our show.
Didn't put enough petrol in the electric chamber.
And I was concerned when our executive producer, Leon, when I said, what's going on? Where's Fev's statue? And Leon said, don't worry, JB is on it. James Blake is on it. So let's now talk to the man who, what is happening on your face, firstly?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Are you attempting to grow a goatee?
What is that?
Craig David.
Very Mexican.
So over the school holidays, Lucy, my girlfriend, and I, we went to the Cook Islands, and I decided just to, you know, be a little bit more relaxed, a bit more tropical.
I'm going to be really honest with you right now. I love it. Oh. I love it. I want you to keep going. It's great. It's now you don't look 12, so now you look like 20. You're getting closer to 27. You look kind of 22.
He looks 16 because that's growing like your pubes when you're 13.
Yeah.
When you have your first shave.
Yeah.
Now, James, actually, can you come in the studio?
Real separate sort of areas going around. Aren't they?
Because it looks like a man with a beard went to Chernobyl.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
they're more whiskers at the moment than a beard. Yeah. But let's move on. Let's get to the bottom of this, James.
Yeah.
What is happening? Where is Fev's statue?
Before you get to that, there's a pokey machine. What's that pokey machine with a dude, Cody? He's got like the little goatee and the... the Chinese one. That's what it looks like. It's the Chinese pokey machine.
Buddha's fortune, I think it is.
Everyone knows. Oh. You look like a feature.
Okay, we'll move on from
there. Maybe he got three spins. He came in.
Moving on from your facial hair, James Blake, where is Fev's statue? What has happened?
Who cares? He looks like a feature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I've got good news.
It's not windy out there today.
Fev's statue is safe
because
it was removed by council.
Too many people going to see it.
On earth. And why did that happen?
Apparently, it was always temporary in the eyes of the city of Casey.
Sorry, what?
Temporary.
Why do you speak like that? You're trying to be like the feature.
Did you say temporary?
Yeah.
It's that beard weighing your lips down.
Okay, sorry. It was always temporary. That's a difficult one.
In the eyes of Casey Council, why did they think it was temporary and why did we think it was permanent?
Because, we went, it's a statue, and they went, it's a fun little joke. So they always, in their mind, thought a fortnight was enough and then it had to go. And I was in the Cook Islands and my phone was switched off. So I didn't get any phone calls about it, didn't see any emails about it, and now it's here.
Hold on.
I would have gone with it was stolen. It's a heaps better story.
Are you a tight ass that doesn't pay the $5 a day for international roaming?
What I actually did, I went with Vodafone Cook Islands and got a whole new number, but I didn't pass that on to the city of Casey.
Vodafone, you can get a $5 international. Yeah,
let's not get weighed down in roaming data. Let's talk about this. James, did you miss the email where they said this will be a temporary exhibition?
Temporary. So, yeah, but I thought the team back here, back at base, would be able to handle it. Because I got the thing scanned. I had it made. I got it installed. That's pretty good. Just handball and let someone else.
What's disappointing about all of this is...
The goatee.
For us, this was the first thing you'd got right. 2 years on the job and you have made a mess of most of our big things that we've been trying to achieve. And then finally you got something that made Fever happy.
It's one of my greatest moments in life.
And it was there in Webb Street. And it was for 3 weeks.
It is a shame.
The amount of people messaging me.
To be perfectly honest.
It's an actual tourist attraction.
I didn't think it would last very long. Regardless.
No, people respected it.
They did.
I had photos, this is no joke, of people cleaning it with like spray and toweling it down. Like, it's a goddess. Look, just
Now it's here.
It was about to be like the statue in Rio, the Cross de Lima.
I was going to go more of like the
Cross de Louche.
What's that thing in France, the big thing?
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that. It's like people are going to hang locks and crap on it.
That's a bridge in Paris with the locks. It's a totally different tourist destination. But James.
Yeah.
So moving on from the failure of this and the disappointment, another little cross next to your name. Moving on from that, what's next? Is this just going to sit in the studio? Fev statue.
It could do. Mm-hmm. If we're happy with keeping it here, we can do that. Or maybe there's someone who wants to give it a forever home. And we can find it a forever
home.
Do we
get suburbs vying for it? So Narre Warren didn't want it anymore. Does someone else want Fev statue?
It's got all the things that you need to bolt it into
Had a good
footpath.
Time at Fev Square. Maybe put it there.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? What about...
Fev Square.
I've got an idea. Carlton, obviously, because...
I'll get a statue there when I'm dead, probably.
Surely someone on Lygon Street would want that out the front of their shop or restaurant. Oh. Come on, as if nobody wants that. Imagine that at a local restaurant in Carlton.
An Italian restaurant.
Darcy wants to take it home.
It would be 13-10-60. If anyone wants the statue outside their shop or anywhere, that would be... Because think about it. As a business, you'd get people just coming to see the statue and then they come in and have a coffee or have some pasta. I don't know. I'm just brainstorming here.
I'm just really flat.
You're very flat. James?
I don't know how to make this better.
Well, the thing is, you've passed your 3-month trial, so we can't do anything about you anymore.
No, I'm kind of stuck.
We're stuck with you.
Yeah.
Do you know that feeling you get when you just wish it never happened?
Why?
Because now it's gone. Like
it's here. You can look at it every day.
No, but it was pointless. Like,
oh, that's
really
disappointing.
Flat.
Yeah.
If it makes
like one of the greatest moments. My kids were proud of me.
You loved it.
I actually did, and now I'm just.
Well, we've got
dejected.
Dave on the line from Waterways.
Just
hi,
stolen
Dave.
It
G'day, how are you?
Good, Dave. Well, how can we help you?
I want that statue put out the front of my place looking right at the lake because we love Fev at our place.
$10,000?
That's great.
Your shout, mate.
You can't sell it, Fev.
You can do what I want.
No, you're not selling it.
It's me.
Dave's got first bid on the statue. We'll keep this going, 13-10-60, or call us, contact us on socials, let us know if you want the statue.
Should we get some bids and then give it to a charity, like a kids' charity?
Yes, that's a wonderful idea. Just give it away at this stage.
I reckon we... Mate, it's me. I'm just giving it to some dude at Waterways looking at a lake.
No, I think the ideal situation or scenario is we actually get it somewhere as a feature.
Yeah, I know, but what? Other suburbs?
No, do you not like my Carlton idea?
Yeah, but
you could be a tourist destination in Carlton.
They won't do that till I die.
No, I think, are you telling me a local pizzeria or trattoria wouldn't want that out the front of their venue? Absolutely.
You know La Porchetta in Lygon Street?
There
you
we
know,
go.
You know the La Porchetta guy that holds a pizza? I could be the dude.
Yes. Get in touch. 13-10-60. Anytime phones are open. Fifi Fevenick on Insta as well.